Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, awesomely healthy, and darn sexy people. Woohoo! Take me to church! Here we are. Here we are again, together again, my favorite time. And I've got some interesting stuff to discuss with you today. It became a bee in my bonnet, as my mom used to say, the last couple of weeks about people not responding. Now, of course, you don't give to people so that you can get kudos back. That's not what I'm talking about. But, you know, when we do things for people, it is nice for those things to be acknowledged, right? A lot of times these days, if they're not acknowledged, you don't even know they're received. So I found it happening with people that I'd worked with, that I tithe to, some people that work for me that were not responding to things that I had gone out of my way to do for them. Even the homeless guy that I gave a $10 bill to didn't say thank you, didn't acknowledge it. He just took it. So I'm going, all right, is this my stuff? What's this about? And like you, a lot of times in my life, it was the universe's way of directing me as the healer to be aware of some stuff going on that we need to bring into alignment. So when I asked what it was ultimately about, it was about those old stories of receiving. Nobody knows the troubles I've seen. So even when we receive, we are still holding on to the old troubles. And the universe wants you to know that if you don't acknowledge what you receive, you haven't really accepted it. You've got to acknowledge what the universe is bringing you, guys. Otherwise, the universe feels like me. Did they get it? Did they appreciate it? Did I overstep something by trying to help them or give to them? Or, you know, so again, if you don't acknowledge it, really accept it. So let's just come together and say today and every day, I acknowledge all the gifts that the universe brings to me in every way. And you know, that includes a beautiful sunrise. It includes the spring flowers that are blooming. It includes the little hummingbirds that I keep seeing in my vision. Those are gifts too. Those are all gifts. Anytime you get an aha and you're able to walk through and enlighten yourself about yourself, you're receiving something. You're receiving probably the biggest thing on that one. Okay? The second thing is, did we ever, I don't think we ever completed that claim. Hold on. So today and every day, I totally acknowledge all the gifts that the universe is bringing me. I appreciate them and I acknowledge them, and so it is. Okay, the second thing is they want to remind everybody from sheet one, I am the power, the love, the joy, and the choice, and my heart is open. Guys, the more privates I do, the more it becomes apparent to me that even if the first words out of someone's mouth is, I've been doing this work for 30 years, I understand everything about it, blah, 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 still are not fully taking responsibility for them being the power, the love, the joy, and the choice. So, again, the more you accept that power and participate in that power in your life, the more the universe can respond to you. Want to invite all of you to the next webinar, Reemergence. Dr. Shannon Wilson's going to be back with us. And it's all about, I really don't think you guys are quite aware of a lot of the beliefs that we have put together, or a lot of beliefs that the pandemic re-energized. One of them they gave me to bring to your attention today is, I'll never be good enough, so I die. And I went, wow. Well, I can sort of kind of get that from the pandemic, because there were so many deaths. And they said, when I asked for further explanation, they said it reminded us subconsciously in the memory of ourselves of all the people that have paid in one way or another, right, to live, to progress, to state their beliefs. Like, you know, Joan of Arc and Christ and even Eve with the apple and the snake and all that stuff. So we don't want to give fire to that age-old belief, I'll never be good enough, so I die. Right? But we have to be conscious of, absolutely, as we reemerge into this new freedom, first of all, that we're the power that defines it, and secondly, to be really aware that we are not subconsciously falling into old belief systems that we have worked diligently not to fuel anymore. So I believe it's April 20th. You can sign up at imdwallace.com, as you guys I'm sure know already. All right, can I go to the calls? Because I want to get a lot of people on today. We're going to start with Lexi in Colorado. And if you're new, please press 1 and you will bring Stephen on and he will get your little name. Okay, Ms. Lexi. Whoops.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi,
how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. My question is about my husband, and I'm just wondering if the channel has any guidance regarding him and his job.
Well, ask a specific question. What do you want
to
know?
He's currently going through legal proceedings, and I'm curious if the channel has any insight as to kind of what his next right action might be.
Well, they're telling me there's three things that he has to get into alignment within himself. So everybody understands that the universe is responding to you around whatever signals you're putting out. So these are responses to belief systems that he's holding. Do you understand?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So the first one, we're going to a core belief. This page, here, here. Okay. Whatever. Oh, no. Oh, they're using this in a different way. Okay. So right now, he believes that he has betrayed himself in some way.
Okay.
Is that true?
I think that could make sense, yes.
Okay. Like, this is my fault.
Mm-hmm.
And if I'd done this, it would be different and blah, blah, blah. That's
mm-hmm.
what... Okay. So when we have those thoughts about ourselves, since we are the God of us, then we have to also assume that God is betraying us with those belief systems also.
Okay.
Because the energy, all thought and all possibility, aka God, only matches what we're sending out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I would tell him to start focusing on, I always come through for me in the highest way. That's number one. Okay, number two, sheets, book. Give me a song, please.
Hallelujah.
Okay. If he's going to create the outcome he wants out of this, he's got to get back into the joy of doing that.
Okay.
Right now, he's in the drama.
Yes.
Yeah. And he's also very clear about what he doesn't want, but he's not very clear about what he does want.
Okay, that makes sense.
Okay. So he's got to get clear, and he's got to start feeling the love and the joy around that, because that's what the universe will match then.
Mm-hmm. That makes perfect sense.
Okay. Number three, sheets, book. Song, give me a movie, please. Any movie that pops in.
Private Benjamin.
Dear God. Okay.
Know.
Well, I do. So we're just going to the title. That's the highest word. He feels like he has to keep these secrets. He's keeping two or three things really close to his vest. Those are the words, closer. You know that phrase. I'm going to keep it really close to my vest so nobody else knows it. But it's why he believes that he needs to keep secrets. See, that's a lack of trust.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't create what you want while you're in the lack of trust that other energy is going to help you create that. So he's got to separate the energy of the people who are not creating whatever he wants to create with him with the energy of the people that can help him and the universe that wants to help him. But
okay.
He's kind of bunched it all together, right?
Mm-hmm.
All energy are the people that he's not trusting, and that's not going to help him create what he wants, baby.
Yes, that makes perfect sense.
Well, and that's quite an amazing lesson to all of us. What she just brought through there was for absolutely for everybody. Are your first digits on your phone 541-288?
No.
No. Okay. All right. I don't know how to take you off the switchboard because you're not on it anymore. I don't know what happened. So
well, thank you very much.
just mute yourself or whatever you have to do, okay, baby?
Okay. Thank you
all
so
right.
much.
You bet. Thank you. All right, we're going to Lori in Washington. You're on.
Good morning, Dee.
Good morning.
My question is, the channels knows what's going on. So I'm having issues with my oldest daughter. That's where you started the show with not getting a response. I've been trying for over a year to even have a conversation with her, and she just won't respond. And if it is, it's just a quick response. And she's putting it on my grandchildren to have a relationship with me. One's only 8. She goes, well, they have phones. You know, you can get a hold of them that way. And one's too busy gaming. He don't, you know, 8-year-old.
Why is she pissed off at you?
It's a big, long thing. I think she's mad at me because I know more than I should know about things that went down about 2 years ago. No.
All right, let's get to the root why she's pissed off, because that's what it's about. She's
okay.
Give me a movie, babe. Any movie that pops in.
Any movie that pops in. Love Story.
Okay, well, you see, Love Story is about these two people who loved each other, and one of them died. So it's a love story of heartbreak and loss. Hold on, I'm waiting for the words. So there was heartbreak and loss that she is blaming you for. Do you know what it is?
Heartbreak and loss.
Why would she blame you for being estranged from you? Why would it be your fault? Because that's what it's about.
All I can think of is because, you know, something had happened in our family about 2 years ago, almost 2 years ago in June, that involved a death. And it also involved my granddaughter, her daughter's father. And, of course, you know, I raised my niece who was involved. It was her boyfriend. And I'm siding with her, I guess. She's my niece.
Yeah. So as soon as you said that, they gave me the word abandoned. She feels abandoned. And that's...
She feels abandoned.
Yeah.
Okay.
She feels like
so
you.
So how do I fix that? Because it's really complicated.
Well, what if it were simple? What if it was simple, Lori? And first of all, you can't come from the energetic place of trying to make anything happen. You can't change her. Guys, everybody, again, has to create themselves. Your job is just to send her unconditional love. But the love that you keep sending her has agendas behind it. Is that true? Like, I need to make up with her for the kids is an agenda.
No, I want her back in my life too. It's just I have a difficulty with her life choices.
Well, but you see, that's not unconditional love.
You're right.
Yeah. So it's like what I faced with my younger brother a couple of years ago that a lot of you went through with me. You know, in his alcoholism and his suicide, throughout all the time before, I just had to love him for who he was. I wasn't going to change him. He was not going to, or did not choose to, conquer the alcoholism. He believed in the victimness, and I offered him support and help, and then I just had to let go and love him unconditionally.
Okay.
So you can't do that and hold judgment at the same time, Lori. You understand that, right?
Yes, I do. It's just kind of difficult.
Well, it's a choice. And once you make the choice, it's not difficult. But right now,
okay,
you're fighting yourself. Part of
you is
fighting yourself against making that choice because you go, well, yeah, but what about me? Well, you're going to be a lot freer also if you just go into unconditional love. Okay?
Okay, I'll work on it.
Yeah, I know. It's tough love, but it's freedom, baby.
Okay.
Thank you, darling.
Thank you.
All right, Michael, you're on.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
My wife got out of the hospital. I understand, you know, boundaries and everything, and really I'm, you know, in charge of myself only. What can I be doing to improve myself? What could I concentrate on? What would be useful?
I swear to God, Michael, this is the first thing that came in. Have more fun. You just need, and that's my big yes. It's like swinging off. You just need to lighten up and have more fun. And I know in the circumstances right now, that sounds like an oxymoron. But you need to ask yourself, how can I? How can I have more fun? How can I lighten up? How can I create more laughter? You know, any of those kind of questions, how can I?
As usual, right on target.
Yep. So that's again, guys, the more you make the definitive choice and commit to it, the easier everything is. Okay? Thank you, Michael, and
thank you
for that email. I'm perusing my business opportunities. Yeah, I need to focus more on those. Thank you for that email.
You know, you have some outstanding stuff, and if I may very humbly offer this feedback, you don't always appreciate just how upstanding it is.
Well,
I'm serious when I say this.
I would disagree that I have a full appreciation of the channel and the information that comes through. It is true that I often do not do the highest thing business-wise with those offerings. So I'm going to start.
I will correct my statement to just that.
Yeah. So I'm on it. Thank you for that email. Woke me up. Yep, we do it for each other, for sure. Okay, we're going to Miss Kate in California.
Hello, hello.
Hello, hello.
Happy Easter.
Yes, happy Easter,
yay,
everybody. You know, I kind of phased out there because all my close friends are getting fully vaccinated by the 18th.
Yeah.
So we decided to put off our Easter dinner until then so that everybody could get together and feel really good about being here. So I usually have tables set for 24 people, but today it's just going to be me and my honey. But happy Bunny Day, everybody. What can I answer for you, Kate?
I have, I've listened to the little girl seminar a couple of times, and I have a question from that.
Good.
And so we've worked a lot together to create a very cozy, safe atmosphere for her. And now, is she with me? Is she ready to move out of the blanket and to come out on stage and to be seen with me.
Absolutely.
And
Kate is referring to her little child, everybody.
Yes. Is the her.
She's, yes. Uh-huh. And the channel's going absolutely, there's, the highest word they're giving me is timid. It's kind of peeking out. They're showing me her peeking out from the blanket. But she's very ready, and the highest words are just have some patience with me because I am reemerging to tie it in to that. See, they're teaching me now is this reemergence. It's a lot about the little child also.
Yeah, I'm moving in May, and, you know, a lot of big changes. And so it'll be a big adventure in this next 2 months.
Well, you just make sure you keep telling her you're going to take good care of her and keep her safe and secure doing all these great new adventures. Because when she was little, adventure and not knowing sometimes was pretty scary for her. Is that true?
Yeah, it was. Emotional, not knowing. I always had a steady home, steady food, but the parents' emotional relationship. Yeah, I didn't know what was coming or going.
Yep, I'm boy. Did you and I have the same childhood?
Yes.
Yeah, and it's scary for our little kids because they felt, you see, back in the day when they felt all that. They felt like they had to be responsible or everybody died.
Yeah.
You know? Well, she doesn't
have to.
Yeah,
I kept the family together. In that,
yeah, so. Me too. And we, our little people don't have to do that anymore. We're going to take care of them. Right?
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Yeah,
just keep letting her know that. Come on, sweetheart. Peek a little bit more out of the blanket. Kate's going to take care of you.
It's safe out here. All
good for you, Kate. Good for you.
Thank you. Thanks
you
for
bet.
The message and the show.
Thank you. All right, Mr. Paul in Toronto. You're on.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, babe.
Hi. So when we last spoke, we talked about feeling good enough. And I've been working on that. I've been declaring, I am the God of me who knows he is enough, and it feels like love. And I'm working on that. I'm working with that. And I'm also working in my business, and I feel like there's this thought, like I can't do it. And I'm, you know, working with trying to feel the love and the joy and have moments where I'm bursting forward. But a lot of the time, it's like I'm struggling with the, you know, getting my heart into it and getting not like
okay,
a struggle.
Okay, all
and
right.
So
if you listen back to this show, you will hear yourself say how hard you're working and trying. So working hard and trying and struggling is the antithesis of having fun with creation. But so many of us were taught, guys, that we have to really work and struggle for anything we want to create, and actually that works against us. So to follow in Michael's footsteps, can you have more fun, Paul? Can you have more fun creating?
I can, and when I say I'm working hard at it, what I'm working hard is trying to get my head so it's in the right direction. It's not actually doing the work. It's like getting to where I can actually do the work and be free flowing in it. The hard part is the resistance that I'm having.
Yes, but the resistance is because subconsciously you think it's a lot of work. And you're trying to move out of a lot of work, aren't you?
Yeah, I am.
Okay.
I am.
So you're saying to the universe, I want to create more flow and freedom in my life, and I believe I have to work really hard and struggle to do that. Can you hear the oxymoron when I say it that way?
Yeah.
Okay. So, guys, let me ask you, when you watch kids at play, how hard are they working?
They're not working at all.
No.
They're really engaged.
They're engaged. They're happy. They're spontaneous. They live in the moment. they're laughing. Their bodies are free, you know. And that's the antithesis of what most of us try to do in creating what we want. We think we have to work really hard, and I keep telling you, if you just move more into knowing and relaxing and having fun and loving what you are creating, the easier and the faster you will create it. That's your highest message for today, Paul.
All those ideas I think I need to get over, it's not true. I just move into this good feeling of the fun and enjoying and loving that, and that'll just take care of things, and I keep moving in that feeling.
Yes, sir.
Oh.
And it's awkward, and it's kind of foreign for us to do that. But, you know, a couple of weeks ago, I went, oh, wow, I don't have any movies or anything lined up for the first time in, like, you know, months. Wow. And I could feel me go, okay, well, I got to get something going here. And then I went, nope. You know, universe, I'm just going to wait, sit back, and create and allow you to bring me some magical stuff that I don't even know is out there. So, of course, two things dropped right in then. That I didn't have to do anything to create except allow them to come to me. Now, that doesn't mean you sit back on your bum and not take any action around creating what you want. But it does mean that as you're taking creation for what you want, you're relaxed and joyful and in the flow. And trusting that the universe is delivering as soon as you ask. Okay, that's your answer, baby cakes.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Bet. You're welcome. Welcome. Iris. Whoops, I didn't get you on. Hold on. Hello, Miss Iris.
Happy Easter, Dee.
Thank you. Big bunny hugs.
Yeah. So I've been playing a lot with the little child since the webinar.
Good.
And yeah, I wanted to unpack that a little bit more. On the call, I asked about success, and I'm wondering about, it feels like adjacent to that is this thing about being seen. So I'm wondering if there's any more information from
what
my little child
has
to say.
Well, how can you be successful if you're afraid of being seen?
You can't.
Well, that's what you need to bring into alignment.
Well,
so why is your little girl... Why did she learn that it was scary to be seen? What happened when you were little? That if you were seen...
There was a lot of criticism and verbal abuse.
Okay. So when I say you've worked with your little girl on that, I get a no.
Okay.
So, you know, you need to meet her and talk about that. When we were little and we were seen, we got abused. Well, I'm going to take care of you now, and I'm not going to let that happen. we're going to create together, that the more we're seen, the more we're honored and appreciated. That's what we're going to choose to believe now, so that we can create that. And I'm going to take care of you while we do it. Will you trust me? Okay?
Sounds good. That's what I thought it was.
Yeah. Work with her specifically on that, because she's got to retrain that neuropathway that she created, around the age of two.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay.
All righty. Awesome. Thanks, Iris.
Thanks, Dee. Thank you.
So glad you're doing that work, sweetheart. So glad. We're going to Jereen in South Dakota. Hi, babe. You're on.
Hi. Our home was saved from a wildfire, and it was saved from smoke. Yeah, woohoo! I just sense that there's something more that needs to come to me over this. I'm just going to ask the channel.
You know, the first word they gave me is appreciation.
Is it? Yeah.
And it kind of goes with what I was talking about in the first. Yes, there was a wildfire. Yes, it was scary. Yes, it was devastating. And my home was spared. Let me acknowledge my great creation and the gift from the universe that answered my creation of the protection of my home. So they want you to feel more into the appreciation, because there's a, yeah, I appreciate it, but. So what's the but? You know,
well,
what they're giving me is, at least I have a home to clean up.
Okay.
Is there a lot of cleanup of some kind?
Yeah, the house is just large to take care of in general. Only, you know, clean up, the firefighters came through the door and a few things, but I mean, yeah.
Yeah. So we appreciate the firefighters.
Yeah.
We appreciate, that they saved our home instead of looking at the small amount of damage that might have occurred. In other words, really move into your gratitude for your home being saved and for you creating that, by the way. You have not acknowledged yourself at all in this process, and they want you to. Because, again, if we don't acknowledge ourselves, we don't really accept our power in the creation of what we're talking about here. Guys, again, being grateful being grateful rewires your brain. So appreciation, gratefulness, you know, all those things. I mean, we've heard over and over from time immemorial from Buddhist teachers how important gratitude is, the attitude of gratitude, right? Well, the biggest, first of all, you feel better and your heart opens and your chakras open and then everything starts flowing again. But literally, you're rewiring your brain to look at the good and the positive when you're in gratitude. I'm not getting anything else, Tureen.
Okay, I got it.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
You bet, baby. All righty. We are going to Kirk. All the boys are calling in today. I love it. Hi, Kirk. What's up?
Hey, babe. Happy Easter. And I'm raising my hand today to thank you for your consistent messages and direction that you share with us.
Oh, thank you, Kirk. Thank you for that. Well, you know, I'm in my joy when I get to do that.
Yeah. I had the car that I picked up is wonderful. She's a delight. I took it on a very long road trip. It was about 3,700 miles of driving by the time I returned.
Wow.
I had a wonderful painting competition. It was packed full of moments to notice I was in reaction, check in, do the work, and paid off at every moment. It was very successful financially. I sold a lot of paintings. I did great artwork. I met wonderful people, and I had manifestations coming at me left and right. The things that I was challenged with, including changes in the housing they had offered me. I was on the way down and it disappeared, and they didn't have what appeared to be any good options. I checked in with my power and myself, and I requested a better option than what they offered me, and it was 45 minutes out of town. Now, that's kind of like being housed 45 minutes away from set when you're working on a film. And at first, I went into reaction, then I realized if I have to drive 45 minutes to do what I love, my life is blessed, and it turns out that where I was provided four of the paintings that sold.
Yeah, that's the meaning of God works in mysterious ways. I have had so many experiences like that, Kirk, you know. And if we just get out of the way and get out of our own resistance and go, okay, what can I create anyway? What can I create? I've got to move into it. You know, this last movie, when I woke up and all those ants were all over me, I got to say it was kind of a challenge to get there, you know. But what I got to was, you know, Dee, were you hurt? No. Were you bitten? No. Are you disgusted? Absolutely. But are you safe? Yeah. And then the head guy came in and kind of took care of all of them in the bungalow that I was in, which gave me an opportunity to appreciate him for taking care of me. You know, people like you and I, Kirk, and most of the people that follow me are so good at taking care of everybody else. And we really have to acknowledge when people step forward to take care of us, you know?
Yep.
For sure.
And I would imagine that you took conscious or subconscious notes of the physicality reaction to the ants, and I'm sure we'll see it in a movie sometime.
Yeah, that's an actor for you. We use everything. All right, sweetheart. Thanks for calling in, and congratulations on a really successful trip there. That's great. Awesome. Okay, we're going to Miss Lee in California. Hi, you're on.
Woohoo! Howdy,
woohoo.
Howdy. Hi.
Hi, baby.
Oh, I'm so happy to talk to you. I just had to say hello on this Easter morning. You know, it's just important for me to talk to you on this particular day. And
well,
to give you a great big ginormous hug and just celebrate with you everything that we've co-created over these 5 beautiful years, and to say, yes, we believe in our joy, and yes, we release and love absolutely, positively, every moment.
I love it. And on this day of new beginnings and new awakenings, We're all claiming that, baby cakes. Beautifully said, Lee. I love you, sweetheart. Thanks for the love. All right, we're going to Bente in Norway. Hello, darling. You're on.
Thank you so much. Happy Easter to you and to all, and thank you for the email.
Oh, you're welcome,
my
sweetheart.
My question have changed quite a lot. I first was into why I don't respect myself, and then it went to judgment. And when Iris called in about a little girl, I think it's something about her that I listened to the webinar, and that was really great. That was amazing. And I've done some work, but I still cannot figure out.
Yeah, that little child webinar was very incredibly moving and strong. All right. So actually, Bende, they're saying the highest thing for your little girl is a lack of self-love. And it comes out of judgment and non-acceptance, but she is judging herself because she doesn't love herself enough. And when we don't love ourselves enough, we doubt ourselves, we judge ourselves, right? And our channel shuts down then. And every time we want to step forward powerfully, our little girl or little boys come forward and go, don't you step forward for yourself. You don't love yourself enough to do that.
Yeah.
So when did she, hold on, conception, womb, at birth, started at birth, this lack of self-love. Do you know what went on around your birth?
Yeah, I think that my mother was disappointed that I was a girl.
That's a true statement, yeah. So if the first thing you pick up energetically is that your parents are disappointed about who you are, you go, that's all about me. It's not about them. It's about me. I'm not worthy. I'm unlovable. And that's what you have to help her turn around, because she has to know it wasn't about her at all. It was about their lack of, well, being able to acknowledge their blessings.
Yes.
Does that help, Bente?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
You know what?
Okay.
I love you.
No.
I love you, and
you.
I love your
you
little
too.
Girl. And you have been worthy from the first moment that you even knew you were consciousness. You were worthy to be loved, darling.
Thank you so much, Dee.
You bet, sweetheart.
You.
Much love to
Thank
you.
You. Okay. Love to you, too. Bye.
Oh. Boy, so let's just all take a moment to tell our little children inside, I love you. You're lovable. You are pure love. You are worth all my love. And we want you to know that about yourself. So integrate with us. All of us comes together in integration in the love of ourselves. And so it is. Miss Laura in Georgia, you're on.
Oh, great. Happy Easter, Dee.
Happy
loving
Easter,
this
baby.
So far. Yeah. Yeah, well, I called in early and I forgot to raise my hand, so I'm thrilled I got on. I wanted to ask about my dear pet. I have a wonderful kitty cat, and she's about to make her transition. And in fact, I was going to perhaps have to send her to the bridge yesterday, and I waited. I'm waiting for her vet to come back Tuesday. I love this cat at my Ellie with all my soul. So I have been, doing my best to know that she's going to be with me when she has to leave. And I've loved her, and I told her it's okay for her to go. I will miss her, but I am, at peace with that. I've been reading about animals, and I heard you tune
into. All right, what's your question,
yeah,
Laura?
So my question is she ready?
Yes.
This week? Yeah.
Yes. Yes. The highest words that are coming in is she's just hanging on a little bit more so that she's sure you're at peace with it. So the greatest way you can help her is to let her know we will always be connected, little kitty. We will always be connected. You'll always be with me. And I understand you need to go, and I respect that choice that you're making. Mm-hmm. And just know mommy's going to be okay. And if you want to come back in another little kitty cat to see me, you come find me or send me the greatest match that you can find.
Yeah, that's great. We have had that conversation. She's looking at me right now. She's just the best girl. And I'm doing my best to have one more question to stay present with her until she has to go, which we think is Tuesday. Any great pointers about how
love
I can...
Yeah, just love her,
honey. Yeah.
Just love her. That's all you have to do. Love her, love on her, pet her, talk to her.
We love our pets.
Honey, you know me and my dogs. I'm so with you in the understanding of that.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
But, we have to learn that with the people in our lives, too. My brother right now is trying to decide if he's going to leave or stay.
Yeah.
And I'm making plans to get back there as soon as he gets out of the hospital, if he chooses to get out of the hospital. So I just keep sending my energy, because your energy travels, guys. You can send it across the world to whomever you want to be with, and be with them energetically, and they pick that up. So just be there. Your kitty knows. She knows how much you love her.
Yeah. I've been a very good cat mom.
Yes, you have. And another kitty cat, when you're ready, another kitty cat will find you.
Thank you so
much. You bet.
Yeah.
You bet.
Okay, happy Easter.
You too. I know it's hard it's so hard to lose our little furry family, our furry family. But, I thought when Savannah left, I thought my white shepherd, I thought, oh, my God, I'll never find another soulmate. But Freedom is another soulmate. There are many out there for you guys. And the more you love and the more love you send, the more those soulmates find you. Furry or otherwise, I might add. All right, so guys, let's just be grateful for this Easter day, which represents new life and new beginnings and new freedoms that we are moving into, that we are power that chooses love and joy in the creation of our lives. We are the power that gets clear about what we are creating and directing the universe to partner with us in that. So say it with me and say it loud and say it proud. I love me. Come on, guys. I love me. And I love me even more because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.